You don't have to feel one bit guilty.
Oh, I won't, because I'll give it to him anyway.
Thanks, Joel.
Joel, you're a great guy, man. We appreciate it.
Hey, you guys have a great day.
Right.
Two.
Wow.
$6 for Chase. Everybody that called, now we're going to do this one more time in the 8 to 9 hour, which started very recently. So when you hear Steven Stucker come in with Leon's Getting Larger, that's your cue to call 272-9228. And be a big freaking wiener.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier. How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStark offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save hundreds with them. As an independent agency with over 20 of the top-rated national carriers like Travelers, Cincinnati, Auto Owners, Progressive, Encompass, Chubb, and Pure, to name a few, MyStark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Their reputation speaks for itself, as it is unrivaled in the River Region. Since their inception in 1929, almost 90 years ago, they've gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStark Insurance and on Instagram and Twitter under MyStark. You can visit their site at MyStark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Now, a message from a statue.
Hi, I'm a statue. I've been here in this park since 1919, so they tell me. So, before you rip me off my pedestal or remove my head, understand, I'm cool with moving. I'll gladly leave this park right now. But, again, I'm a statue. There are things I've seen that I can't unsee. Just yesterday, a college student had familiar relations with my saber. Who does that? And clearly there is a sign that says, do not climb on the statue. So why are your kids climbing on me? I'd love to say, hey, kid, maybe you don't touch the saber. You don't know where it's been. But I do, but I can't because I'm a statue. So before you defile me, maybe you can try to remember that I'm a person too. Okay, a statue of a person. And can somebody, for the love of God, do something about these pigeons? They're always cooing and pooping. And
this has been a message from a statue.
Pooping.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's
News. I'm Lillian Wu. A statue of Abraham Lincoln could be at the center of face-offs between the president and protesters looking to tear down the Emancipation statue in Lincoln Park this evening.
Here at the White House, there is a very heavy police presence this morning. President Trump is set to crack down hard on Americans who vandalize monuments, public spaces, government buildings. Now, hundreds of National Guard troops are going to be deployed here across the nation's capital today. They're going to be stationed all along the National Mall, where most of the nation's monuments are. We've also heard the president has ordered that the U.S. Marshals ready troops in case they need to come in to support whatever activity is going on here in Washington overnight.
Fox's Jillian Turner. And claims for first-time jobless benefits last week, 1.48 million versus the expectation, 1.3. It's the 14th straight week they topped a million. America's listening to Fox News.
June 25th is Leon Day. What is Leon Day? It marks 6 months until Christmas. Because Leon is Noel spelled backwards. No, really. It's a true holiday. So let's celebrate Leon Day in song, shall we? The surf Leon, the Slegna did Guinness.
All right, and we're celebrating Leon Day. The next time you hear Leon's Getting Larger, be the third caller at 272-9228. And win cash. And this hour's prize, are you ready for the new jackpot? It's up to
$7. How did they do that?
Yeah, wouldn't you like to know? So there you go. Before we get to the forecast, couple of drips outside when I was checking traffic. Mr. Sandman. He is joining us.
Good morning.
Use those winning towards a nice new mattress for Mr. Sandman.
Yeah, that's right. And we're having a Leon Day sale at Mr. Sandman.
All right. Get with the spirit of the day.
Yeah, I ordered banners and everything, but they didn't show up.
But
we are having a Leon Day sale. It's a one-day sale. Of course, the prices will still be the same tomorrow anyway. If you're needing a really nice twin mattress, I'm not talking about one of the, decent, inexpensive ones for, little kids and stuff, but for an adult, I have got some made by Kingsdown, which is an upper-end luxury company. I bought closeouts from them. They are about 13 inches thick. I've got a couple of plush ones that are not super plush. They're just kind of cushy, and then about 10 or 12 firm ones. These mattresses originally sold in the $500 to $600 range for the mattress only. I've got them at $249 while supplies last. So, and then we're also having, I've got a lot of one or two of a kind left over from closeouts, twin extra long mattresses, which work really well on an adjustable basis. So if you've got an adjustable base and your mattress owner's getting kind of worn and not comfortable anymore, come see us. We've got a great sale on those. I'm marking them down. I want to clear them out of my inventory because factories have discontinued that model, and I need to clear up some warehouse space. So got some great deals on those, but got some really nice $499 queen sets, firm plush or really a soft pillow top. Got all sorts of other good deals. Got my premium products, my Serta's, my beauty vest on sale. And I'm going to let everybody know prices are going up on mattresses. The steel industry, they're having trouble getting spring units. Liggett and Platt, the biggest manufacturer, has put a temporary price increase in effect. So all nice mattresses that have the pocket coil units in them and stuff, mine, from everybody, the prices are going to go up. And I've got a little bit of inventory left that hadn't been hit by the price increase. I'm going to work on this week. But next week, if you look at something this week and come in next week, the price will be higher on it. So just let everybody know that. But that's not just with me. That's going to be all across the board. But come see us on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. We have inventory on hand. We had people picking up stuff in the rain yesterday because they needed it yesterday. Open 10 to 6, right across from the Dairy Queen. Come see us.
All right, don't forget to see Mr. Sandman on the cover of the June Boom magazine.
Yeah, that'd be your exciting day.
Okay. And read the story inside. It's a good one. Thanks, David. Like the pictures with that, too.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Much like yesterday morning, we have some very light rain moving through the area today. And I think the day is going to transpire much like the last couple of days, in that, the high temperature will aim for the mid-80s. Showers and thunderstorms become rather ample in supply by this afternoon and this evening especially. Locally, heavy downpours again. Yeah, that'll be every day since Monday, right? Low tonight, 71. A big change tomorrow with fewer storms around. They will be isolated. Only a few blips on the radar here and there with highs around 90. In fact, I think we'll be near 90 on Saturday and Sunday with widely scattered storms Saturday and storms maybe in a little more generous supply on Sunday. For instance, perhaps if Saturday's rain chance is 20%, maybe a little more like 40% on Sunday. Right now this morning, the rain has ended out at the airport, but there's some sprinkles in the area. Temperature is 74 at 8:11.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Turn on the radio.
I'm listening.
That'll relax.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride.
Whenever you're ready, I'm all ears.
We're rebels.
We're wild, wild, I tell you. Just wild.
We're wild, man.
Woo! You seem happy this morning.
Because I'm a happy person. My happiness makes me nice.
That's crazy talk.
Then I'm crazy?
Crazy like a fox. Showtime.
And get a good mosquito repellent from Bradwell Farm Center. We'll talk to Randy Burkhalter later in the hour. But there are six reasons why mosquitoes like to bite you. especially if you seem to get more than other people.
I've never heard the reasoning.
If your body temperature is slightly higher than others, and we know that, 98.6 was the old normal, but now they're saying it's 95.7. I know people that have much lower body temperatures normally than that. So that also includes people who exercise. It raises your body temperature, makes you produce more carbon dioxide and acid, which mosquitoes love. So there's your excuse. Don't exercise because you'll be covered in mosquitoes.
Some people never get bitten. They just have different chemistry.
Because they're not exercising, they don't have a high body temperature, and they're not stressed. Stress is also, according to scientific studies shown, it can draw hormones that come out in your sweat, and it attracts the skeeters. If you haven't showered in a while, they may visit, because they're attracted to a specific type of bacteria, especially near the ankles and feet. But you didn't know that. Dark clothing, reds, blacks, and blues attract more mosquitoes than lighter colors like white and yellow. And alcohol. It dilates the blood vessels in your skin, making it a little warmer for a while, and they're also attracted to the ethanol that comes out in your sweat.
So,
as anybody who's ever overconsumed a particular type of alcohol with a particular aroma, you'll...
If they sting, if they bite you, then do they get drunk?
Yes, if you listen real carefully, you'll hear that as it goes flying by. It's not a buzzing sound. It's more of a belch and fart kind of thing. That's how you know. I hope everybody found that to be...
fascinating.
Good. And we'll ask Randy about how to keep those suckers out of your yard and from nesting. It's 8:13. Our rocket scientist today is coming up on this Leon Day. And we still have $7 in cash to give away. So, listen.
The winning is only beginning.
Yeah, it's also ending at 9.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Crime Stoppers is offering a $1,000 reward to find the person responsible for a cross burning in Tuskegee. Macon County Sheriff Andre Brunson says a wooden cross was set on fire on the County Road 54 bridge over Interstate 85 earlier this month. The FBI and ALEA are also investigating the case. Montgomery County District Attorney Daryl Bailey and the Montgomery County Cold Case Task Force are expected to announce arrest warrants and two cold case homicides in Montgomery Thursday afternoon. And the Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 18,000 people have now recovered from the coronavirus. This is out of the more than 31,000 confirmed cases in Alabama. At least 879 people have now died from COVID-19. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
I got David Little from Tucker Pecan. Things are opening back up a little more now. You got a lot going on down at Tucker.
Yes, they are, Bubba. Everything's getting right and getting back to normal. And I tell you what, I want to thank everybody for sticking with us through all this tough time. And you know what? We are making candy fresh daily if you need it. We've got some great beach tote bags, lake bags. We've got all that. Got those wonderful dry wick beach towels in. And, you know, if that's not your thing, we've just got some good old-fashioned food. We've got the Bearded Pickle Guy's pickles. We've got the Vertigo hot sauce. We've got the Crowded Flower grits. We've got Captain Rodney's. We've got the Little Bull seasoning. Go on your steaks, your barbecue, your vegetables. We've got all that. Plus, we have great jewelry. You know, if you need a gift for somebody, all you got to do is call us up, come by. We'll take care of your gift giving. We'll wrap it and it will be the best gift ever.
Tell them where you are.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 and like us on Facebook.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
See, the snowman was a jolly soul with a corncob and a button nose and two made out of coal. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they f***ed. For when they placed it on his he began to dance around. Oh, f***y the snowman with a broomstick in his running here and there all around the square saying, f*** me if you can.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Look at this. Oh, she left. A rare visit from Kelly Cooney. Interesting. Yesterday, a couple of things. In the state of Kentucky, where pollsters say Joe Biden has a 17-point lead over Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. They had their primary. Joe Biden got 57% of the vote. 57% of the vote in the primary of Democrats. And Trump got 94,000 on the Republican side. And he was basically uncontested. So how does that add up to a lead in Kentucky for Joe Biden? I'd like to know. Also, this whole CHOP thing is winding down. I'll bet Joe and the mayor of Washington, by the way, 24 businesses have filed a 56-page class action suit against the mayor and the city of Seattle for allowing that whole disaster to unfold, destroying their property. One hedge fund company has already announced we're gone. We're on our way to Camelback, Arizona. Thanks for CHOP. So they have now endorsed Joe Biden, Washington Governor Jay Inslee, and their beloved mayor, Jenny Durkin, for letting them have their six-square-block playground to destroy. And that lawsuit, that ought to cost the taxpayers there a pretty penny. Go to dbdailyupdate.com, read David Blackman's column. He's got some video from CHOP. And only four people shot and only one death in that little experiment in having their own country. I'm telling you, I never thought I'd see what we're seeing in this country, but we're seeing it right and left today. Hey, but we don't want to get too bogged down in that because we have Leon Day to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
6 months until Christmas. And one more time, you'll hear Leon's getting larger. And when you hear it, call 272-9228 and win. Now, I got to remind me to go to Montgomery Humane Society so I can add $6 to Chase's vote total.
Yeah. Or you could keep the $6 and just do it on your credit card. They'll allow that, too.
I could do that?
Yeah.
Ooh, maybe I will.
Yeah.
All I need to do is wrap a 20 around this, and it looks much more impressive, right? Is that how that works? It is 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. Our Morning Maroon nominees are coming up in just a bit. Always excitement everywhere. Jones Brothers, they have been installing, replacing, and repairing roofs around the river region for almost 80 years. Nobody's in a business that long unless they're doing it right, because in a town, an area this size, word gets around if somebody's not playing by the rules. Use a company that guarantees their work, that will not suggest you do something that doesn't really need to be done. And if you're not happy with the outcome, they'll make sure that you are by redoing it. They demonstrate that on their website, jbroof.com. They're coming out to keep the squirrels out of our exhaust fans. I didn't know that there were caps on those things. It never occurred to me a squirrel would want to climb into an exhaust fan, but I guess they do. So I didn't realize they were eating it away, but when Baker Creole went on the roof and did an inspection, he said, got an issue here, got to get this fixed. There's that. They can check out other things like gutters, drainage, the quality of the shingles, whether or not the roofing material underneath the shingles is in good shape. They've been doing this a long time, and they can give you a timeline on when you might need to make certain repairs, too. So you can plan ahead with Jones Brothers. 800-264-8009, energy-efficient replacement windows and doors, and other services all available for your perusal at jbroof.com as Eric joins us.
Hola.
Hi.
Hola.
Greg, that last little bit you played right there just reminded me I need to hear Ding Fries Are Done.
Oh, that's right. That's one of our Christmas, well, it's a Christmas song, but it's known as the Burger King song here.
Well, yeah. But I heard that, and that immediately jumped into my mind, so I figured in honor of Leon Day, we'll...
We may as well, right? Because you won't hear a lot of this stuff until December 1st.
Right. Or right after Thanksgiving.
Maybe. Yeah. They don't cancel it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got to wonder about that, too. Although there's a thing today.
Holiday distancing.
Yeah. What are they going to do with mistletoe?
Oh, that's true.
You could be spreading disease. Kids were asked to rank the 10 best things about being a kid.
Yep.
Number one answer, Christmas presents. So I don't think it's going anywhere. And number three was the excitement and the run-up to Christmas.
And what would Santa do for a bit, you know, for money?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's his one work day.
Yeah.
So
may we give away slingshots so you can pass people things at a high velocity from a safe distance?
I wouldn't mind using those just to get rid of inflatable Christmas ornaments, which give you know, a place where it stays warm, even in December, that nice rubbery smell while you drive through.
Inflatable Christmas ornaments during the daytime when they're just flaccid are awful.
Yeah, they look like giant melted plastic snot balls on people's grass. They are unsightly.
That's right.
Hey, Rich.
Yeah.
I wanted to tell you, those you don't do it often, but when you do, it's hilarious. When you do that, that's what she said.
Yeah.
Those kill me when you do those.
Almost works for everything.
Your timing is outstanding.
Thanks,
I'm telling you, when you do that right there.
Thanks, man.
Every time you get me.
I appreciate it.
All right, guys, y'all have fun. I got to try to dodge these raindrops, Rich, so yeah. I'm outside standing. Water and sandpaper don't go well together. So.
Oh, man. Well, good luck.
The rain's coming down harder.
And Leon's getting larger.
You know what to do.
Well, good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, we're not seeing a lot in the way of congestion right now anywhere around the city. We've got light to moderate traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. We've got light to moderate traffic on the boulevard. One accident, westbound lane of East South Boulevard at Highway 331. If you're coming from I-65 headed to 331, it'll be right in front of you there. Hopefully, they'll take care of that quickly. A minor accident. During these times of social distancing, the Vance Law Firm can handle your case by phone or thevancelawfirm.com. Call 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Support your local food bank with a donation today at hashtag TogetherAlabama. Now more than ever, people are relying on the help from others. I'm Stuart Vance, reminding everyone we are in this together, Alabama.
It would be so right for him to win our contest today of all days. But, Leon, you did it again. Your caller won.
Oh, no.
But call right back. We only have two lines occupied today because of lightning.
Call right back. Call right
yeah,
back.
Call right back. Maybe you'll win it. Randy, you were caller number two.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks
thank
for
you,
trying. Randy. And, by the way, everybody that calls in this thing is qualified to win our grand prize drawing. Who's this?
This is Leon.
There you go.
How appropriate. So the question, Leon, is do you want a 5-2 singles or do you want 7-1s?
Wow, tough to quit.
Man, that is tough. It really is.
Yeah.
But how about I just go along with Joe, add that with Joe's for the Humane Show.
Oh,
so that's $13.
Wow, votes for Chase.
To the Humane Society. Votes for Chase, thank you.
All right.
Entry number 66 in the Montgomery Humane Society Pet Photo Contest 2020. Thank you.
You're a very good man.
All right.
We appreciate
right.
it.
$13.
All right, y'all.
Thanks. Now, I'm going to do that now because I don't want to forget, you know,
okay.
how I am
all right.
at my advanced age. So,
Montgomery Humane Society.
MontgomeryHumane.com.
It's going to be here in our modern news system, man.
Yeah, there it is.
Works. Right there.
Photo contest.
There
2020.
It is. And then,
where is that boy?
Entry four.
There he is.
Vote there.
All right, so while I'm voting for Chase with $13.
Right.
You go ahead and talk about Seafood Bistro.
Now, instead of putting that money towards the
Humane Society, you could feed yourself at the Seafood Bistro. or you could do both.
Yes. That's a good idea.
The Seafood Bistro, again, are we doing a conundrum? What are we? Are we do? Are we going to give away a thing today?
I gave
today?
You the conundrum. What did you do with it?
Oh no!
It was bad.
It was terrible.
Oh,
it was bad.
I got another bad contest.
Okay. Got another one coming up. Possibly your chance to win a $10 gift certificate to the Seafood Bistro. They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. And they're open up at 11 a.m. today and every day. You can call them at 279-7500. But with that 10 bucks, you could go there and get all kinds of appetizers. The bacon stuffed jalapeno poppers, the Cajun bacon cheddar fries, the calamari, the Cajun cheese curds, the corn nuggets. Get two orders of those. You can also do the dragon shrimp, the fried pickles, the fried green tomatoes. Get a couple of orders of those if you wanted to. You can get one of the house salads that they've got, the Caesar, the BLT, or the house as well. Some of the house specialties, red beans and rice. Get a cup or a bowl. The seafood gumbo, a cup or a bowl of that if you want to. The jambalaya, a cup or a bowl. All for under $10 at the Seafood Bistro. Of course, they got tons of items there as well, other items. You can see them all at theseafoodbistro.com, or you can put your order in. They are open. You can go inside and sit down and enjoy a meal. They can bring it out to your car with curbside pickup. And they can also do delivery with DoorDash, Waiter, Grubhub, or Uber Eats on your phone. Check them out online, theseafoodbistro.com. And don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook for The Seafood Bistro.
This thing is making me... Oh, here it is. All right, we're going to come back with that next stupid contest in just a minute.
Okay.
I got another one of those montages today.
Montages?
About highways.
Oh.
So if you're really familiar with country artists, you have a good chance to win this one. Don't go away.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating and air, call Mays Heating and Air, 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned and has been around for over 33 years. You can take advantage of Mays' lower overhead and lower prices. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment, your home, to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed, and they'll be there when you need them. Mays Heating and Air offers smart financing with Alabama Power and Spire, including commercial replacements. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. Call Mays. It pays for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895. 361-1895. Or go to maysclimate@gmail.com. State Alabama license number 89388.
Hello, folks. Ed Meese here. You may remember me as President Reagan's attorney general and his close personal friend. I'm a big fan and a strong supporter of President Trump, and I'm also a great admirer of Jeff Sessions. Jeff was an excellent U.S. attorney under President Reagan and is one of the great conservative leaders of our time. Let me clear something up. Jeff Sessions did the right thing when he recused himself from the phony Russian investigation. The law is clear. He had to recuse. He could not legally investigate himself or the Trump campaign. If Jeff had not recused, he would have broken the law, and the Democrats would have damaged President Trump badly. Jeff Sessions is a uniquely strong man with the integrity to do the right thing even when it's hard. This is Ed Meese, Ronald Reagan's Attorney General, urging you to keep supporting President Trump and to vote for Jeff Sessions for U.S. Senate.
I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the United States Senate. I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm Wicked Boogie King making Flavor Whopper.
Bird, I'm a paper hat. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun. I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run. Don't buffer fries and hot fat and bitty hurt bad and so the skin grabbed. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Where is the bell? Wait for the bell. Can't hear the bell. Where is the bell? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun. I'm Wicked Burger King making flavor whoppers. I wear paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun. Ding by the dun.
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game. Adding a little Christmas touch on Leon Day since Christmas is six months away. The opening just a little. You know, it was the coronavirus that spooked the market yesterday.
Yeah.
So dumb, Brent.
It's you know, it's going pretty crazy in places like Texas.
But
where
the cases are largely asymptomatic.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, folks, take all that information with a grain of salt. That said.
But by the way, we should update folks that Chase has now moved into the number two, from number four to the number two position. So you weren't the only one that voted just then.
Number two.
Number and we won.
And number one.
But it's all for a great cause.
That's
all
right.
The dogs, by the way.
It doesn't matter who you vote for.
It's impossible to vote in that contest and not feel a little guilty because they all look like they deserve
they're
a vote.
They're all cute.
They're,
yeah.
Why they're
adorable.
As we like to say in the studio. Now, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play you a highway montage.
Okay.
These are country people. And if you can name three people, three of the artists in this montage, we'll give you a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. So listen carefully, and after it's over, call 272-9228 and watch this be the next contest I do that just sucks. I just need three of the artists that appeared in that montage.
Okay, three. That's not too bad. Three. It's a little harder than the Sunshine one, yes.
Yeah, this is true. But I know that a lot of our listeners are country fans.
Stock market not too bad.
Classic
so
rock down 98 at the open. Let's get past this corona thing, shall we? 272-9228. While we're waiting for the phones to explode with calls, let's take a quick update on traffic.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic authority still working that accident East South Boulevard at Highway 331. We are very busy on Fairview Avenue inbound this morning. Got some congestion Northern Boulevard at Jackson Ferry and on the Northeast Boulevard from the Wetumpka Highway back over to Atlanta Highway. Other than that, light to moderate traffic all around the city, including I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Well, Invisible Fence has indoor systems to keep your pets in designated areas of your home and outdoor systems to keep them safe. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Support your local food bank with a donation today at hashtag TogetherAlabama. Now more than ever, people are relying on the help from others. I'm Stuart Vance, reminding everyone we're in this together, Alabama.
All right, we have callers on this little highway montage. Let's see if we can find us a winner. And our first caller is Jimmy. Jimmy, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
I need three artists that are included in them. But now, if you give me an artist that's not in there, we'll have to kill you. It's just the way it goes. No, it's... So go ahead. Who'd you hear?
I think I heard the Marshall Tucker Band.
Winning.
That's one.
I think I heard Blackfoot.
Winning.
That's wow. Two. That's good, man.
I think I heard Willie Nelson.
Winning. I heard Willie Young
winning.
As well.
Winning.
You did it.
happy times. Enjoy. Good work, man. CJ, you all told right, me thanks. That contest would suck.
I did not.
And it didn't suck that much.
I didn't say that at all.
My dog sucks, too.
I didn't say that.
Man, he's been on a roll today. All right, Jimmy, hang on. $10 at the Seafood Bistro. Don't go.
All right, thank you.
Stand by.
All right. What can we do for a follow-up to that?
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
There are radar returns right now, but they're mostly light. It's much like yesterday morning and the morning before that, when there was a little bit of rain this morning, but then the radar comes alive and fires up by late morning into the afternoon hours, and that's what's going to happen again today. Showers and thunderstorms become rather numerous, especially this afternoon and this evening. Locally heavy downpours again, I know, but this is the final day of the above, the elevated activity, the above normal activity. Tonight's low 71, so mid-80s for a high today. Then a big change tomorrow as thunderstorms become few and far between. They'll be doing some social distancing on the showers on the radar tomorrow, and they'll be hard to find with a high around 90. And then Saturday and Sunday, highs around 90. Isolated to widely scattered storms Saturday. A little more coverage on Sunday, I think, especially by Sunday afternoon. Rain chances by then about 40%. Right now this morning, we have 74 degrees. The rain has ended out at the airport, but there's a little mist in the air with 94% humidity, 839. What was that?
Stepped on the thing.
Stepped on a duck. A squeaky duck. All right, Morning Maroon nominees are just ahead. Before we get to that, a reminder that you can upgrade the look of a room, your entire home, for a lot less when you pick flooring and other home improvements at Georgia Floors Direct. Flooring is, that's their main deal, but they can help you in a whole variety of ways with things like backsplashes and tiling up a bathroom to make it look more like a spa than just, you know, a thing with linoleum in it. Really make it, I mean, and enhance the value of your home and the enjoyment that you receive from it. Everything is wholesale priced. This is not where unwanted flooring and tile goes to die. They get the hottest styles, the latest trends, straight from the manufacturer, straight to their warehouse. And the guy that helps you navigate all of that is Jeff Mallinson. In fact, his team of flooriers. Just let them know what you're interested in doing, what your approximate budget is. You can't do 12 months, good as cash. And then they arrange installation with their people that have been part of the Georgia Floors Direct family. So you are guaranteed a great outcome. You buy flooring, and I've seen people have this problem, from a box store, that's an independent contractor with no real responsibility to the business. With Georgia Floors Direct, they're going to make sure you're 100% satisfied. And you'll be amazed what you can do for less. They have been doing this for over half a century and haven't tampered with the formula. On the Boulevard across from Lowe's, and by all means, visit Georgia Floors Direct on Facebook. 840.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 18,000 people have now recovered from the coronavirus. This is out of the more than 31,000 confirmed cases in Alabama. At least 879 people have now died from COVID-19. Crime Stoppers is offering a $1,000 reward to find the person responsible for a cross burning in Tuskegee. Macon County Sheriff Andre Brunson says a wooden cross was set on fire on the County Road 54 bridge over Interstate 85 earlier this month. The FBI and ALEA are also investigating the case. And Montgomery County District Attorney Daryl Bailey and the Montgomery County Cold Case Task Force are expected to announce arrest warrants and two cold case homicides in Montgomery Thursday afternoon. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. We have taken a brief break during the pandemic, but we'll soon have a new real estate class starting on Thursday nights. If you have ever considered starting your own business or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bogutson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogutson@charter.net.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens. Years ago, Bruce Holdings showed me how much better steel equipment starts and runs as opposed to that piece of junk I own.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
CTE has been providing professionals and homeowners alike with steel parts, sales, and service for years. Everything from steel, gas and battery-operated chainsaws, grass trimmers, blowers, and mowers. And with these great steel products, you won't find them at big box stores. But CTE has the full line. Recently, I purchased one of the steel HSA 25 garden shears from CTE. Keep in mind, it only weighs 0.8 pounds, but it sure gets the job done. It seems many people are concerned because it's battery-operated. But let me tell you, I worked for 2 hours and it was as strong when I finished as when I began. Stop by and see the team at CTE Outdoor Power, located at I-85 and Perry Hill Road. Let them demonstrate all their great new battery-powered equipment from Steel. You will be amazed at how far battery-operated equipment has come. You can also visit online at CTEOutdoorPower.com. Proudly serving the Tri-County for over 20 years.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
No cops, took it off TV. I haven't watched that show since 1993. No cops, no cops, they canceled them. I guess we'll have to watch Tiger King again.
Cops is no longer filmed with the men and women of law enforcement. You'll have to go somewhere else to see more drunk, shirtless people bumping their heads getting into the back of a cop car.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I think let's remove any show off television that gives everyday people a chance to see what police encounter on a daily basis.
Defund the police. Give me a break.
Hey, Democrats, go for it, man.
Give me
go
a break.
Go for it, please. And this Seattle situation is just, it's so bad, it's hilarious.
You're pandering to them.
Yeah, I mean, there were 4 people shot, 1 dead.
Yeah.
And apparently, because they didn't go in there and blast at the smithereens, the people, now there's a big class action suit coming in Seattle for the people that whose businesses were just arbitrarily handed over to losers.
Mm-hmm.
Angry little loser. Let's bring in the great American Ayatollah Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We do include foreigners in this bit. Our Morning Maroon nominees. Guess what state we're starting in,
folks? Oh, if it's foreigner, that'd be Florida.
It's Florida.
Oh, what a surprise!
Yes. Neither of these people are a victim here, really. The real victim is the pizza they wasted. 37-year-old Robert Ibarra decided to make a pizza at 3 in the morning this past Tuesday while his girlfriend was sleeping on their couch in their home at St. Petersburg.
Oh.
This is unusual because he's 37, she's 32, which makes him about 60 years younger than the average St. Petersburg resident.
That's true.
It's not clear what ticked her off, but they had been arguing all night, and when she woke up and found out he was making pizza without her, she flipped out, walked to the oven, pulled out the pizza, and threw it at him and burned his hand. Police showed up, saw the burn along with some pizza sauce on his pant leg, and they arrested her for domestic battery. Then they ran his name, found out he was wanted in Colorado for selling dope. So they arrested him, too. She's out of jail. They're holding him without bond. And he's probably looking at serious jail time.
All because of the middle of the night pizza.
Yeah, an unauthorized middle of the night pizza. Our next story, we go to the Ukraine, favorite vacation destination of the Biden family. And a guy at a store there was caught on video beating a man with a sausage. Let's go for more details.
A sausage.
I don't speak Ukrainian, but that was your sausage action there.
Is that what they speak?
The guy with the sausage was angry after the store wouldn't sell him alcohol before 9 in the morning. And what you heard was the sausage hitting the man's face 3 times. We could put that one on Facebook if we'd like. And then our final story. This happened in Germany.
Germany?
Germany.
What's wrong with...
wrong with the morons we got?
A dad in Germany. Yeah, we got plenty of them here, but this is a funny one, at least. He tried to order a Tesla online. But the final screen didn't load when he hit the button. So he hit it a bunch more times and accidentally ordered 28 Teslas for a combined $1.5 million.
Duh!
And the reservation fees aren't refundable, so even if all the rest of it comes back, it's still going to cost him $3,000.
Well, there's your winner right there, in my mind. You got unauthorized pizza brutality.
Sausage brutality.
Sausage brutality in the Ukraine. But when you keep hitting enter, folks, there's consequences to play.
Especially when you've done, like if I had hit on the final screen for Chase.
You would have spent... a lot of money.
How come my bank account is empty? I don't get it. We'll give it to him.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
They sell great plants at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. I urge you. I really don't know that I have the vocabulary to describe the quality and the color over the radio, the way you can see them in 3D on the Fitzpatrick Greenhouse Facebook page. It's a nice drive out there. It's relaxing. It's really therapeutic. And if you want to add some color around your house, whether you have areas that are largely exposed to the sun all day or sun and shade, ask, and they'll tell you which plants thrive under certain conditions. And that's what we did. We've strategically placed everything where it's going to do well. And so far, I think we made our first trip out there about 6 weeks ago. Everything's exploding. And next week, the first BLT.
Tomatoes?
Yes.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Yeah. We got those Better Boy tomato plants.
Yep.
But everything we've gotten from them, the colors are vivid. They're really healthy, thriving plants. And when you get out there, you'll see three, they almost look like airplane hangers. They're so big. One end to the other. Row after row of beautiful, thriving plants that you can get at very, very favorable prices. It's a cash check business, so stop out and see Corey and the gang at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Take Vaughan Road till it becomes 110 East to mile marker 22, and when you get to that point, just look to your left and you'll see it there. Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, and please tell them you heard about them here. Right, look at the roads at 850.
Well, good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are still seeing a good number of cars inbound on the 31s this morning. The boulevard all around the city, light to moderate traffic. Some congestion at the major intersections. We've got light to moderate traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. And no accidents in us to pass along to you at this time. New Toyotas arriving daily at Reinhart Toyota. Now's the time to get your new Toyota for vacation. Visit their showroom or shop online at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Support your local food bank with a donation today at hashtag TogetherAlabama. Now more than ever, people are relying on the help from others. I'm Stuart Vance, reminding everyone we are in this together, Alabama.
Hi, Rich Thomas for the Depot Furniture Gallery, which has recently expanded inside of Prattville Pickers. They have the absolute best selection and prices when it comes to rustic and cottage-style furniture in central Alabama. The Depot has many different pieces to choose from, including pub-style tables, dining room sets, coffee tables, entertainment centers, bedroom sets with nightstands, and many unique style accessories to make any home's decor the center of conversation. Sliding barn doors, smooth or rustic wood finish, the choices are endless. Follow the Depot Furniture Gallery on Facebook to always see the latest arrivals, because new inventory is arriving regularly. Come visit the Depot Furniture Gallery inside Prattville Pickers, 616 Highway 82 West. Other locations including over 3,000 square feet at Angel's Antique Mall in Opelika. Visit DepotFurnitureGallery.com or call 380-3300.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
Here at Hometown Lenders, our motto is family helping families. It's the Hometown Lenders way.
We've been helping people all over the tri-state realize their dream of owning a new home. Interest rates are at their lowest, and the time to purchase or refinance is now.
We're closing loans in record time, usually 14 days or less, and our staff is ready and waiting to help get you into the home of your dreams.
Call us today at 334-794-2661 or visit our website at MortgageManTim.com.
Hometown Lenders, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 65084.
Hi, I'm Ashley Smith, owner of Rick's Jewelers. The results we saw after a few weeks running on Blue Water Broadcasting were phenomenal. Our sales rep was easy to work with, and we have been pleased with how helpful the entire team has been. We will continue to run our campaigns across the Blue Water family of stations, especially as we gear up for our busiest time of year.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, a message from a statue.
Hi, I'm a statue. I've been here in this park since 1919, so they tell me. So, before you rip me off my pedestal or remove my head, understand, I'm cool with moving. I'll gladly leave this park right now. But, again, I'm a statue. There are things I've seen that I can't unsee. Just yesterday, a college student had familiar relations with my saber. Who does that? And clearly there is a sign that says, do not climb on the statue. So why are your kids climbing on me? I'd love to say, hey, kid, maybe you don't touch the saber. You don't know where it's been. But I do, but I can't, because I'm a statue. So before you defile me, maybe you can try to remember that I'm a person too. Oh, okay, a statue of a person. And can somebody, for the love of God, do something about these pigeons? They're always cooing and pooping. And
this has been a message from a statue.
Pooping.
Just in case you think we never discuss anything serious here, we were just wondering why the little Marxist darlings are tearing down Lincoln's statue. Didn't he stand for something?
Yeah, Lincoln was, they're just going for statues.
Yeah.
Lincoln was standing for...
Heard somebody on the Baseball Network say, you know, a lot of ballparks have statues of Hall of Fame players, some of whom were not the best of people during their lifetimes. Yeah. Are they going to pull those down too, or are we just going to be unable to have a statue? It's just crazy.
Yep.
Earlier this morning, we had a very educational moment on the show about mosquitoes and why they bite.
Uh-huh.
So, and the advice basically was don't exercise, don't sweat, and develop that acid they love. And keep your body temperature cool, and you'll be okay. But if you want to get rid of them, we got a guy here who knows how to kick some mosquito butt. And that is Randy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center. Good morning to you.
Hey, how you doing?
We're okay.
Good, boy, we've had some rain.
Yeah, we've had about 2 inches at my house for the week so far, and we'll take that.
Well, I tell you, there's a couple of things that really flourish when you start getting some rain. That's fire ants and mosquitoes.
Yep.
Yes, definitely.
Right.
But now, mosquito control is fairly straightforward. We have some tools that we used to not have. We have the mosquito eradicator, which is basically puts off carbon dioxide. And mosquitoes are attracted to it, and they go in the tubes, and they don't come out. So the next thing you would want to do is obviously use that product. It's inexpensive to use. It costs about $25, lasts 90 days. We have another product that's just a product called 38 Plus. It's a pretty high strength mix of permethrin. Now you use it as a surface spray around the yard and shrubs, but the trick is you have to use it during the heat of the day when the mosquitoes are lit in the grass and shrubs. Mm-hmm. So both of those two, as a matter of fact, if you do both, that's a really good mosquito control process there. Makes a big difference.
Speaking of bugs, you'll be happy to know I trapped my first carpenter bee.
Yeah.
And I bought a carpenter because we were noticing holes in the outside soffit.
Yeah.
You trapped it?
They bore through and then fall into a little glass thing.
Ah.
So, I tell you, I have never seen a season that like this with so many flies.
So many what? Flies? Oh, yeah, flies have been
common
rampant.
House flies.
Oh, rampant. Oh, yeah.
Wasps, too.
Oh, they're terrible. You know, and it's an odd thing. You know, we've talked about different insect infestations before. Army worms, you know, that sometimes the climate or whatever favors a certain insect. But this season, definitely, mosquitoes and flies, I tell you, they have been rampant. But we have tools to take care of both.
You know what? We had a fire ant mound behind the building that was so tall.
How tall was it?
You guys are so slow, I'm not even going to give you the joke now. Forget it. I'm not going to give you the joke.
No.
Greg, you've used this product before. The product that comes in a little round can.
Yes.
Active ingredient is acetate. The product name is Surrender. That's probably one of the most effective, easiest to use products on the market. It's very simple to use. Sprinkle it over the top of the mound. You don't disturb the mound. You don't water it in. Just sprinkle and walk away.
Generally within 48 hours.
Yeah. I've always said there are no easy solutions to most things. That one is an easy solution.
In the meantime, folks, when you need advice and products that will help you grow things, get rid of things you don't want growing, even controlling pests, including snakes, if they start to show up in places you'd rather not them be. All the solutions are at Prattville Farm Center. Stop by and see them. I'll probably be by Saturday to say hello. Got a couple of things I need to pick up. Give us your location and hours, Randy.
Yes, sir. We're at 1154 South Memorial. That's just a little south of the Uptown McDonald's. 7 a.m., 2 p.m. on Saturday. The rest of the time, 7 to 6.
We appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Thank y'all.
I saw a Meyer, forget it, I can't even say Meyer and found. It's time to go home.
Joey.
And his posse are here, so we'll see you this afternoon.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens from Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie Holly and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently.